we have talked with Colonel Chu before on the program. She is the Michigan State Police Commander. She is very, very knowledgeable about so many things, and we're looking forward to talking with her about 9/11 and how we defend ourselves here in the state, as well as a couple of other topics. Colonel Chu, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. I'm good. Thank you.
Thanks for being here. Just a couple of quick things I know you'd probably like to comment on. We recently lost a state trooper. He was on duty. He pulled someone over. Tell us about that from your perspective.
Right. He's actually in critical condition still at the University of Michigan Hospital. And, you know, we're putting our thoughts and prayers out to Trooper Spencer. He was struck on Sunday night about 7:30 as he was just returning. He was on a routine traffic stop returning back to his vehicle when he was struck.
And we want to make clear, I didn't mean to say lost as he had died, but we had lost him, you know, from the ranks of being on duty. Do we know anything about his status? Is he improving? Is he stable?
He is stable at this time, but he's still in critical, Tony. You know, obviously he has some very serious closed head injuries, so we're watching him closely. He's at the University of Michigan, which is obviously a great hospital, and we have a lot of hope in his return back to the state police at some point.
What do we know about the person who ran into him?
Well, that accident is still under investigation at the moment. We do know that as the law tells everybody that's out driving, when you see an emergency vehicle, you're to pull to the left lane. And it appears, you know, that most people were honoring that on Sunday night. And this, for whatever reason, the accident will determine, but this person went from the left lane back into the right lane and struck the trooper.
Do we know if alcohol or drugs were involved, or are you just not into the investigation that thoroughly yet?
Yeah, we have not released any of that information just yet, and when the investigation is complete, we'll have all those details.
Also, fatalities were down this past Labor Day weekend from previous Labor Days. That's a good thing.
Yeah, we were down to, you know, 8 people lost their lives, which still we'd like to see that at 0. But out of the 8 that died over the last holiday weekend, 4 were victims that were not wearing a seatbelt, and 3 were determined that alcohol was a factor in the crash.
And what do you think is the leading factor towards keeping those fatalities down?
I think the number one is people have to remember to watch the speed. Speed is typically a factor. And in our seatbelt rate, we were the highest in the nation, and we're creeping back down. And I don't know if it's just people are forgetting to buckle up or what, you know, exactly the cause is. But we know that seatbelts do save lives, so we encourage, you know, when you're in Michigan and you're out driving, wear a seatbelt.
Colonel Christy Itchu is the Michigan State Police Director. She's live on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Where were you when 9/11 happened?
You know, Tony, we've been talking a lot about that. I don't think there's a single American that can't remember where they were when, you know, we were hit with those terrorist attacks. I was just returning home. I had spent 3 months out at the FBI National Academy, and I was only home for 2 days, and I thought I was going to have a few days back home with my family to relax, and then these terrorist attacks hit, and I was called back into work.
Do you remember what the agenda was after that for the Michigan State Police? What was done here in the state of Michigan?
Well, in almost instantly after the attacks, we started rallying within the state police. We opened our state emergency operations center, and we just were monitoring the situation because it's all of us in Michigan. It was just such a foreign, you know, attack on this country. We had never seen it before, and I think everyone was struggling with, well, who's next? So I do remember that the colonel at the time, you know, got the forces and troopers in the field, and our public safety partners were all encouraged to, you know, we put our riot gear in the patrol cars with the troops as they were out patrolling that day, just because we never really knew what was going to break next.
Tell us about some of the state's accomplishments in Homeland Security over the last 10 years.
Well, in 10 years, you know, I guess I'd like to remind the citizens of the state that they should find comfort in knowing that we've received a great deal of Homeland Security funds, but with those funds, we've dedicated those back at the local level and at the state level to prepare ourselves, whether we bought equipment for first responders, police, fire, EMS. We've done a great deal of training together and exercising through the state police and working with our regions throughout the state. We have a very robust Homeland Security strategy as to how we would respond and recover from any kind of an attack. So the money that's been coming in, we've put it to good use, and I feel confident that Michigan's in a good place, much better place today than we were 10 years ago to respond to some kind of a catastrophic disaster.
Well, September is National Preparedness Month, and I know there are some tips that you have for us as citizens on how we could assist you if we may see anything.
Right. Governor Snyder did declare September as Preparedness Month, and although we've tried to get the word out to have a plan, families should develop an emergency plan or preparedness plan. What we need to just remind everybody at this 10th anniversary is there's really four simple steps to being prepared. You know, number one, know in your community what could be an emergency. Not so much a terrorist, but, you know, Tony, we know that we've got severe weather in this state. So you have to know kind of in your community, is it a flooding or a tornado issue that's been in the past? But in your plan, you should be ready for 72 hours where you would have absolutely no electricity, no water service, no access to a supermarket or a drugstore. And within that plan, you should have food and water and some medication for 72 hours that you could live with no problem. And then exercise the plan. You know, get the family together, talk about it, and have, you know, an opportunity. So this isn't a scary thing. This is a positive thing.
All right, and before I let you go, Colonel, I want to get your take on flash mobs. It appears we haven't had a lot of challenges with these here in the state of Michigan, but I know other states and other big cities have. From your perspective, what do we know, and how has the state police prepared?
Actually, flash mobs and that kind of a large gathering, we've been watching that carefully as the movement across in other countries and other parts of the state. It's large groups that gather, and it's a problem for law enforcement. But I'll tell you, Tony, we are training to that, how that response would look with our local partners. So although we haven't really seen that here in Michigan, I do feel that we're prepared to address that. It's not going to be an easy thing to fix, but when we arrive, I think we've prepared ourselves on how we deal with those.
And Colonel Christy Etchu is the Michigan State Police Commander. Colonel, I know that you're very busy. Thanks for making time for us this morning.
Thank you, Tony. Take care.